So retro revival special then. We've got to start with a modern game that's inspired by one of the most classic games, Final Fantasy VII, the one that everyone goes on about.
It's
been remade. You can get it on your phone.
One of the most beautiful games ever.
It's incredible. And the original is so beautiful, even though it's kind of got old school graphics. So they did Final Fantasy Remake, where they remade the story of the first game, but with mega modern graphics and a totally different combat system. And then they followed that on with this new one, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Cloud, bring me the Black Materia.
The beginning of the end. The celebration of the faithful. A watershed moment for all mankind.
Which is the sequel to the remake. So it's it's very confusing. It's basically all the same new mechanics and graphics, but they've taken the story on themselves.
Okay.
So it's kind of new, but inspired by the classics.
Mm-hmm.
The story and the dialogue are terrible.
Oh, dear.
But the graphics and the cutscenes are incredible.
I think it's just that's Final Fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it looks nice. Is it good to play?
The combat's actually good, quite complex, but quite an improvement in the turn-based fighting that, you know, like the Pokemon-style combat, which you used to do.
Yeah.
I think that has kind of been and gone now. The problem I was having with this is that it was very beautiful, and they've gone huge on it, but it was quite jerky when you moved around. Like, some of the animations were a bit jerky.
That's unusual for Final Fantasy.
And for PlayStation in general. They did release an update that fixed a bit of it, but I don't know, it was a little bit underwhelmed. And then the thing is, for a game like this, you've got to play for like 100 hours. They want you to invest all your time in it,
right?
And I just think that I don't know if it was the graphics were good enough and if it was fun enough
to give it that much time,
deserve that much of my time. There's one bit as well where there's lots of like gas just lurking around in one of the levels, and you find a massive like hoover, like, you know what a Zamboni is, you know, like from the ice hockey, that machine that kind of hoovers up the ice.
Yeah.
You get on one of them and you start hoovering this gas. And I was like, this is cool, but like, why am I doing this? This isn't like an amazing fantasy adventure. I'm like sucking up gas in a hoover.
Doing cleaning.
Yeah.
Being a game.
Right.
You already ate cleaning.
I don't like cleaning. So why would I want to do it in a game in my free time? There's also
did you do it?
No, that was the cutoff point.
So it was reality.
That was the cutoff point for the game. There's another bit as well where you're climbing up ledges, and you know, like normally in the game like God of War, it's kind of camouflaged and it looks just like a natural wall.
Yeah.
In this, it's like a yellow line across that's like, grab onto this ledge here, and then you climb and then it's grab onto this next bit. It's too basic.
Right.
In this day and age, I don't know, for me, for £70...
It's expensive, man.
It's like a 6 out of 10.
That's expensive.
Because it's not.
It just sounds like a bit of a letdown.
And because it's not the classic story, you haven't actually got that hook in, you know? If it was the classic story, you'd be like, oh, I remember this bit, but you don't, so.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing, but hopefully they'll improve it with another update or something.